The most music in Madtown is on 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings, and it's time, Aaron, for breaking bad news. You know, it's never fun to break bad news to someone, especially if it's someone that you super duper care about, but unfortunately, that's not always so easy, and that's why people email us and they ask us, hey, can you help me break bad news to someone I love? And today, it actually happens to be Miles. How's it going, Miles?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good today, Miles. You don't sound like you're doing good, though. Because you're on here, you got to break bad news to someone. Who are you breaking bad news to today?
You know, not so good, for sure. I'm just trying to figure out a way to tell her, but it's actually to my fiance, Jenna. We got engaged in the spring, so we've been planning the wedding since May.
Now, I have to admit, this does make me a little nervous when someone's breaking bad news to their fiance. Like, is this going to result in a wedding being called off here, man?
Definitely not. I mean, Jenna and I are doing great. She's the love of my life. I mean, we're all set, but I cannot have, there's just no way, I can't have her parents come to the wedding, and I don't know how to tell her, but they just can't, I can't do it. There's just no way.
All right, so I see where you're going with this. I had a friend that was in the same situation. So you have a fiance that you love dearly, and you're getting married, of course, but the problem is that you just don't like her parents, and you really want to say, honey, they can't be there, or I'm not going to be there. Is that the point?
That's the bottom line.
Wow.
So what problem do you even have with their parents?
I mean, not only are they just all around, they're just wet blankets, but they just say weird stuff. And I mean, they only talk about like their dogs. They act like I don't exist, basically. And it's just, I can't be around it.
So how long have you two been together?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. At any point in the beginning, did you like her parents? Did her parents like you? I mean, did something happen that they're like, listen, you're not good enough for our daughter?
No, I've generally hated them since I met them, but things have only just gotten worse.
Yeah. You know, it's a clear message for many people, and they let you know this. Like, if you don't get along with the parents, your marriage is not going to work out. So how do you think she's going to take the news, Miles, when you tell her, I'm sorry, honey, I know you want them there, but that's not going to happen, or I'm not going to happen?
Not well, because she loves her. I mean, she gets along with her parents great. So yeah, she's been like, she has like a binder, and she's been on Pinterest for like 2 years doing this.
Oh man. Listen, I'm a married woman, and I know all about this, Miles. We put a lot of time and effort. I mean, some think about it since they were 2 years old to put that ring on it. Myself, I waited till I was 30. I just want to know, if she's not going to go down with this, what are you going to do?
I don't think I can do it.
It's that bad.
Wow. Well,
I want to hear.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Here we go.
Hey, babe. What goes on?
Okay. You know, I'm sitting here right now. I'm going over. I know we've got to finalize the guest list today. And
yeah, I was just.
I've got to tell
that.
You something. I know we talked about it a little bit last night, but we cannot have your parents come. And I'm telling you, either they don't come and we have the wedding, or you know, no wedding.
Well, you're kidding, right? Because they're my parents. That's my parents.
You know,
is this some kind of a joke?
I don't like them. I hate them. They're the worst.
You hate my parents.
I know hate's a strong word, but I
hold
really,
on a minute. No, wait. I heard you out. I heard you talk. Let me talk. Okay?
Godzilla, Brightzilla.
You're willing to cancel our wedding, our marriage, our life together because you hate my parents. You don't want them at the wedding. So you don't obviously really want to be married to me because all of a sudden this is your wedding and all about you and what you want and not a team of you and I. Mm. That's what I hear.
That's right, girl.
Mm-hmm. No, babe, there's nothing more than
tell me how this is a shared experience for us as a couple. Oof. When it's your way, your guest list, and my parents can't be there? My dad can't walk me down the aisle? What are you talking about?
Your dad is cuckoo. He's crazy. He says crazy stuff to people and he makes them feel uncomfortable.
My dad. And you know what? You're really willing to cancel the wedding, our marriage, over this? this is something that is a deal breaker for you?
Yes, because I want to have a good time.
Yes.
I'll have a terrible
okay.
time.
You know what?
Your mom.
I'm glad I know now.
Oh,
I mean, this is devastating, and you could have told me this when we were dating, or you could have never asked me to marry you. But for us to get to this point in our relationship, for me to start planning a life with someone, and for you to turn around and be like, I get to operate the guest list, and your parents aren't part of your life? No. That's not a partner. That's not a husband. That's not a boyfriend. That's nothing. That's nothing.
I really need to help him. Hi, Jenna? Is this Jenna?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, sweetie. This is Krista with Jams Mornings on 93.1 Jams. And your beautiful, husband-to-be, Miles.
Is this a prank call?
No, not a prank call.
This is real, honey. This is real. He emailed us because he had to break the bad news about, again, he really loves you and wants to, marry you. Obviously, you're his future, but he just is not getting along with your parents. I mean...
Well, apparently he doesn't love me and he doesn't want me to be his future. Because this is, to ask someone for their parents not to be a part of the most momentous life occasion as a precursor to having kids. I mean, what's next? He's going to tell me, no, this is all about him. This isn't about us. No.
I do get, I do get that for sure. Miles, could this seriously be, this is super important to her. Can you just like bite your lip and get through it this one time? Because once you guys are married, I mean, you guys can make the decision not to be around her parents. I mean, at least you can.
Yeah.
If Jenna's cool with it, that you're not around.
Well, wait, hold on a minute. I'm sorry. I know you're trying to mediate.
Yeah.
But I cannot unhear him tell me that he's willing to throw away everything we've been, everything we've had, everything we were going to be over this. That is something I can't unhear.
Well, I think
selfishness of that is something that cannot be taken back.
Yeah, well, way to go, Aaron.
Ouch, hey.
No, yeah,
well,
okay.
I think maybe we could all solve this with maybe just some little compromise here. I think he was just panicking a little bit. That might be like the pre-wedding jitters talking and everything. I mean, everyone gets those.
Feet.
I mean, I'm sure you've had some, Jenna.
Well, you know what? Let me hear it from him.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Are you still there, Miles? He might have just...
Yeah.
He might be
You're
so
still
scared.
Hanging out, Miles?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. I'm just... I feel like I'm up against the wall here. Jenna, I love you, but we sat through
not.
A movie with your dad, and he was coughed the entire movie for 2 hours. I don't want that kind of, and it's like he
so
lives in his
what?
Own world. I don't want.
He's elderly. He is sick.
Oh.
Are you gonna throw me away if I get old and sick?
Well,
I mean, what kind of person are you? I'm not gonna bring
you
honestly.
To a wedding, probably. I'll leave you at home.
No.
Oh, Miles,
Ooh.
That's
wow.
not what you
Ooh,
want
wow,
to say.
Wow. No, Niles, okay. that was bad. I mean, that's
no,
something you can say, but...
No, look, this is about something much larger than appeasing Miles' preference of the guest list.
Yeah,
this
girl.
This is about control. This is setting rules before we begin a life together that is so far apart from the life we've had together.
Yeah.
This is him taking control, isolating, setting rules, and I've been in relationships like that, and I will not walk into a marriage like that.
Okay,
hey, well,
obviously you two have to like talk right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the rest of this call off the air. You two can get a chance to talk in more of like a neutral space. Just come together. We'll
I'd
see if we can fix
I'd probably be
it.
At a restaurant atmosphere because I feel like, this could
Yeah, I think you do need
intense.
To come together and talk.
But yeah, you know what? I'm sorry that we couldn't get you guys to, reconcile some way. But I hope it happens off the air. And I wish the best of luck to you both.
Thank
Glad
you
I know now.
For the help. This will be interesting to handle.
That's
yes, we'll be interested.
That's what we do here.